Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one and all to Web Sleuth Radio. My name is Tricia Griffith, and this is a very, very special edition of Web Sleuth Radio, because tonight we begin the countdown to something that we have been waiting years for. This is very exciting. Web Sleuth is participating in a one-of-a-kind docuseries called The Killing Season. And with us tonight are the filmmakers who produced and put together the whole thing, put together all of The Killing Season. And you've seen their work, Cropsey, Urban Legends. I'm talking about filmmakers Josh Zeman and Rachel Mills. Josh, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. And Rachel, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Okay. Here's the deal. We have been working with you. Web Sleuth has been working with you for over a year now, just taking care of business, if you will, putting together the docuseries. Now, we've been keeping it under wraps, the network where the docuseries is going to appear. And Josh, I will let you or Rachel make that announcement. Which TV, what number on our TV station do we need to go to watch The Killing Season with Web Sleuth?
Rach?
Josh?
That would be A&E.
And we love A&E, except for Josh and Rachel. I am so, and I'm going to use a word that would upset my mother, I'm so pissed off at A&E because of what they did in the JonBenet Ramsey special. They actually, and I know the filmmakers who made the JonBenet Ramsey schedule, and this is our documentary, and this is what they do. They just make stuff up. At the end of the show, they said it was a Hispanic male that was an intruder. It's just a lie. It's just totally made up. And Josh, I am so angry. You know, and here they are now hosting our wonderful docuseries. Help me here.
Well, listen, I've seen the threads, and I understand that everybody's really pissed at that. But you have to remember that it's not the network. It's like the production company that makes that show. So if you're going to be mad at the production company. Now, one of the reasons why it took so long for us to get the show to air is because Rach and I spent a long time trying to get it right. And so everybody wanted us to go quickly, but we didn't because, you know, we wanted to do a thorough job. And, you know, it's tough in true crime, you know, and it's tough making sure everything is right. There's a lot of, you know, pressures, you know, to get everything shot and edited and on air. But that's one of the reasons why this took so long. So if anybody has an issue with The Killing Season, they know right where to go, right to here. Myself and Rachel, we're the ones who are responsible for the content. We're the ones who vetted everything, and we're the ones who have made sure that everything we discuss is the absolute truth. There's nothing made up in our show, and there, you know, we've spent, geez, Rach, 2.5 years, I think,
talking at least, probably three,
with everybody about this case. And so that's why, you know, it's very funny. It's like, who's the bar that, you know, you really want to meet? And that was our goal. Our goal was to say, okay, if we could teach Web Sleuth something about this case, then we've done a good job. And I think I think we have, you know.
Absolutely. And I just want to say also, Josh and Rachel, Web Sleuth, I own Web Sleuth. I own the name. The people make up Web Sleuth. I would never associate my name with anybody unless I was 100% positive that they were truthful, doing what they said they would do, and just basically all-around great people. And Josh and Rachel, you are. I trust you. I've seen how hard you work. I've seen the lengths you have gone to get the truth out. And nobody should have a problem with this series because, like you said, Josh, it is the truth. And Rachel, you've traveled. You both have traveled all over the country, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do want to thank you, Tricia, for sticking it out with us, too. You know, this has been, and going back to Josh's point, is that, you know, there's a lot of true crime out there, and there is a lot of pressure to get product out there. And, you know, luckily enough, we did have a great production company who we were working with, which is Academy Award-winning filmmaker Alex Gibney, and they really allowed us to take our time and really make sure that we're doing right by, most importantly for me, the families, you know, and that, mm-hmm. You know, we made sure that we were making it the best that we thought that it should be, for sure.
Now, interestingly
exactly.
enough,
it's taken you a long time. Go ahead.
Well, I wonder, you know, listen, there's a lot of theories. I mean, the interesting thing here is in any true crime, which is not any true crime, but unsolved true crime, is that there's all these different theories, right? So nobody mm-hmm. actually knows the answer, and people are very invested in what they believe to be the truth. Now, I think in the JonBenet Ramsey case, there's been so much investigation and talk about it that I think for anybody not to get close is wrong, you know, and they really mm-hmm. didn't do their homework because the truth is kind of out there, right?
It really is out there, and they did not do their homework. I could go on
right.
about these filmmakers. We actually really briefly discredited one of their documentaries and prevented it from being shown here in the U.S. because we discredited it so deeply. But,
wow.
you know, it was really bad. I just want to stress oh, go ahead, Josh. Go ahead.
No, well, my next question is, you know, it's interesting because they called us to do – one of the JonBenet stories, but I really didn't feel, number one, we had the time, especially considering that we were finishing this and we wanted to finish it correctly. You know, I mm-hmm. know the CBS case is going to come out, and that was just revised down from a 6-part series to now a 4-part series. And so I'm
right.
wondering what the situation is there, like,
well, and
you know,
in addition to that, you know, it's what is it, four specials on JonBenet are coming out in the next month and a
saturated.
Half. There must have been so much internal pressure between all those production companies, and they realized they're all going to be kind of premiering at the same time. So,
right.
you know,
that's
there was probably
the
a lot
TV.
Of pressure to come out for there's probably a lot of pressure to be, you know, the first horse out of the gate, too,
right?
Exactly.
That's the pressure, is like everybody feels like they want to rush it out of the gate mm-hmm. to be the first. And then what, you know, of course, what's the first thing to go is the truth out
mm-hmm.
the window.
Yeah,
you know, when that happens.
Right.
So I just want, and then I bet you, because somebody's going to say, oh, you know, they came up with this theory on this channel. What is the next production company do? Are they going to come out with the same conclusion, or is there going to be pressure to have a different conclusion just
mm-hmm.
to do something different? So this is the internal problem we all have when it comes to theorizing on the truth of unsolved cases, you know? And
But you two don't cave to that pressure. I've never seen you cave to that pressure. You do follow the truth.
Well, the other thing is, thankfully for us, what we try and do, there's a lot of people who have written a lot about the case, and we go to those people first to say...
We're talking about the Long Island serial
yes.
killer case, the
yes.
list
yeah,
of cases.
Yeah, we
should
probably reiterate that.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Sorry. So, like, our first interview was with Bob Kolker, who wrote what I think Rach and I both consider to be the definitive book on the case, Lost Girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... Bob's a great journalist because it didn't just become about the case. There was so much more. It became about the changing face of prostitution in the internet age. It became
mm-hmm.
about, you know, women who couldn't find those middle-class manufacturing jobs that they once had in their hometowns in Buffalo, in Groton, Connecticut. And it became about the search for how to make a living in this day. And so if you really spend your time and you really don't cave to that pressure of just tell me who did it, you know,
mm-hmm.
then you can tell a much more engrossing story. I think Rach and I have always said that, and I'm sure many of your listeners have seen The Jinx, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jinx, in a lot of ways, ruined it for a lot of people because suddenly there was this pressure in telling true crime stories that you had to produce the killer. You know,
on
screen. And so
mm-hmm.
trust me when I tell you that there's all these executives out there who are like, if you don't have the killer, we won't show it. And so that
mm-hmm.
really, unfortunately for all of us who live and breathe true crime, and trust me, we do, you know, you can't get into the interesting parts of the case anymore. You can't get into the big picture items that I think, thankfully, we get to do in the Long Island serial killer case and beyond. You know, there's all this pressure is, did you solve it or not?
And because of the way that you've put this together, like I said, your goal, and from what I have seen, is to get to the truth. And the truth, like you said, is so fascinating. It's not just about a killer and a victim. There is so much more to that. And we're going to be talking about the actual Long Island serial killer case and the A&E production and more detail later on. This is just to announce that it is going to be on A&E, and I called Josh in a panic. I'm like, oh, my God, Josh. You know, I've been bragging up A&E, and then they pull this JonBenet crap. You know, what are we going to do? So we thought, let's explain it to everybody. And I can tell you, I've seen Josh and Rachel work. I've seen their work ethic. Their heart and soul is in this. And one thing I want to tell everybody, when Josh and Rachel first approached me, what they said they wanted to do was they wanted to give some help to these families of these women because nobody's paying attention to them. It wasn't about making money, having a you know, big successful show, being famous. That, those were the first words out of your mouth. And that's what always stuck with me was that's just like Web Sleuths. Our main goal is to get help for the victims that don't have that spotlight on them. And let's face it, the women killed in the Long Island serial killer case, because they're prostitutes, women of color, and, you know, everything in between, they just don't get the attention they deserve. And thank goodness you guys are putting the spotlight back on that case. And I'm telling you, it is going to be fascinating.
Go ahead, Rach, I'm sorry.
No, what I was going to say is what I'm really excited about is, you know, once it does premiere, which is Saturday, November 5th, I believe at 9 p.m. Eastern, is the conversations that we will be having and we hope to have with Web Sleuths members, you know, either whether that's an AMA, you know, like a town hall, or whether that's another radio show where maybe we bring in like Bob Coker, or we bring in, you know, a family member, or we bring in a journalist, you know, so that what we've done in the show and the research that we've done and the clues that we've uncovered, you know, doesn't stop there, that we can continue that conversation throughout the weeks and hopefully beyond after the show premieres.
It's going to continue. The show is going to continue via social media, basically.
Well, that's what we're hoping. I mean, we're hoping to open up the conversation because, you know, it's, we don't want to give away too much, but there's a lot more to this case than meets the eye. And our goal, you know, our goals are very much aligned with, I think, you know, a lot of the Web Sleuthers out there who we talk to find out what the clues were, you know, what the leads were, and what they were thinking. Remember, in this case, the Suffolk County Police Department stopped talking to the press and to the media and to everybody. And as a result, a lot of the onus fell onto the Web Sleuth communities, Web Sleuthers who had to give reasons why and kind of come to some of their own conclusions in an effort to try and figure out what was going on. And so that's one of the reasons why we came to Web Sleuths, and one of the reasons why, in a lot of ways, a lot of what we do was dictated by Web Sleuths.
And I do want to talk about that because you did have many choices to choose from. Well, there's a ton of talk, you know, discussion forums out there. Why did you choose Web Sleuths? And you stuck with Web Sleuths because there was a time where we weren't sure if we could do it or not, and you waited and waited, and boy, you really stuck with Web Sleuths. Why did you choose Web Sleuths?
Well, you know, for me, and Josh, you can step in, but for me, it's the respect between the members that is almost always the case. It's the moderation that happens in the forum. You know, when I'm when I'm researching, and I've been researching these cases, Long Island serial killer case, for a very long time, is that I go to an article, whether it's Newsday, whether it's Pix 11, and I look at a lot of conversations that are happening in the comments, and they always, you know, there's always sniping, it's always just devolved.
Yeah.
You know, and even Reddit, which I really like, but there's, it's still like, you know, like an urban jungle out there. You know what I mean? But
right.
Web Sleuths, I think there's a lot of, whenever they start to stray, there's always a, hey guys, let's get back to the point. Let's mm-hmm. let's continue this conversation because we're hopefully here to do some good. And I think that's what's really great about Love Food.
Yeah,
exactly. And I do want to join in there. I'll go to you in just a sec, Josh, because I've got to get this out. Our moderators are amazing. They're volunteers. Websites would be nothing without them. They are fantastic people. Okay, Josh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. I mean, I was going to say the same thing. I mean, you know, we all have our opinions. And it's funny. We all take certain ownership over certain crimes, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe we put so much effort and so many hours into trying to understand these crimes. In a lot of ways, you know, they become our crimes, you know, and,
yes.
you know, you have yours. Yours is JonBenet, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's very easy, you know, when somebody disagrees with you about what you believe and you've invested a lot
mm-hmm.
of time in believing, it's very easy for that conversation to digress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's human nature. It's
mm-hmm.
human nature. And so I think that's one of the places where we really have to elevate ourselves as individuals
yes.
and take our egos out of it and say, listen, you know, we're all here to try and pick up the ball and move it forward. And, you know, and sometimes it's not solving the case and sometimes it's
mm-hmm.
letting others join in just because it's not just that you may have what you believe to be the clue to solve this case. And it's not going to be that you were there from the beginning. That goes against, you know, the whole heart of the crowd sleuthing movement. The crowd sleuthing movement is to say that only in numbers can we actually
mm-hmm.
make change and solve a crime. And to me, that's what it is. It's not necessarily always about the clue. It's just about the talk. And the more talk, the more pressure that's put on people to pay attention, whether that's the news that because these women are sex workers would rather, you know, just say, oh, they're sex workers, they deserved it, or what
mm-hmm.
happened, because that's, you know, what happens a lot. Or a police department that has a higher profile case and decides not to look at, you know, a little lost African-American girl. The conversation needs to be there for a lot of the other reasons just beyond solving the crime.
I couldn't agree with you more, Josh. We're talking with Josh Zeman and Rachel Mills. They are the executive producers and filmmakers of The Killing Season. This is the docuseries that Web Sleuth is a part of, and it will air November 5th on A&E. And do not think that the JonBenet Ramsey special has anything to do with or is even close to what Josh and Rachel have put together. Well, listen, we are going to be having more of these shows. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
I just want to say, by the way, this is not The Killing Fields, which
yes,
not to disparage any other filmmakers, but let's just say we don't do reenactments. This is not
okay.
a reenactment. This is active investigation. This is every day we're out there with a camera, knocking on people's doors and asking real questions, you know, about the case. This is not kind of made
yeah.
up things to make it seem real so we can get certain points across, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, the same
yes,
thing. Like Josh and I are not hosts of this. You know what I mean? We're not like, and now let's go to, you know, this Midwestern town and see, you know what I mean? We're going
right.
along the journey along with the audience. You know what I mean? We are not necessarily experts in any way, but, you know.
You're in the trenches.
We have been. We are in the trenches. We are, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what makes you guys so different and so good. And I know the Web Sleuth members and the Web Sleuth visitors, everybody is going to love The Killing Season, not to be confused with The Killing Field. So we will not make that mistake. I promise you that.
Oh, and let me just, if I can correct you one more time, Tricia, sorry. It was Cropsey and Killer Legends, not Urban Legends. Crop
oh, I'm sorry.
Legend.
Oh, see,
that's
there
okay.
you go. Look at me. Okay, killer legend. Sorry. I wish I could blame that. I will. I'll blame it on my drug use in the 70s. That's what's the problem.
There you go.
We'll fix that. Well, Rachel and Josh, thank you so much. Unless you have anything else, we'll let you go. But I just want to remind everybody, we will be doing this as the showtime gets closer. It will be November 5th, and we have so much more to tell you and so many interesting things to show you, right?
Absolutely. Read up on the case, please, if you haven't. Start looking at the threads now. Start reading all the threads, because we are going to be taking some of the older threads and kind of updating them with all this new information, and we need everybody to be on point and to know the latest and greatest with this case. So during, while this thing is airing, we may be able to possibly push it forward.
Yeah, that's, and just to tack on to that, I'm sorry, yes. To tack on to that is that, you know, we are pushing audience members to go to WebSleuth. So they're, you know, I'm hoping there'll be new people who maybe have never, don't know what crowdsourcing is, don't know that this exists, you know, and I'm hoping that the members that I've dealt with that have been so generous and so handholding with me for the past 3 years doing this, will help those people who are new to WebSleuth as well, because we have no idea who's going to be coming to the site and who may have more information we don't even know exists.
That's right. And the show on A&E will encourage people from all over the world to come to WebSleuth and participate. That is the Long Island Serial Killer Forum on WebSleuth. Short, we call it LISC. If you have any questions, you can just click on the Contact Us link, and we would be glad to help you kind of navigate through WebSleuth, because it can be a bit intimidating at times. Josh and Rachel, thank you so much. We'll be talking more about the Killing Season on A&E coming up in the next few weeks. You two take care, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Trisha.
Take care now. Anything else you want to add before I hang up?
Nope.
You're all good?
Nope.
You're all good.
Yeah,
I hate to cut you off. I don't want to do that. Okay, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, there you have it. Josh Zeman and Rachel Mills. They are the filmmakers who made Cropsey and Killer Legends, not Urban Legends, Killer Legends. Trisha, get that right. And they are the ones that have produced and put together and worked and put their heart and soul and sweat and blood into the Killing Season airing on A&E. Do not think for one second that A&E is, you know, reflective of that ridiculous JonBenet Ramsey baloney that they put on Monday of last week. No, this is a real deal. These people are real. They've worked with WebSleuth members all over the country, and you are going to love this new docuseries coming up. Okay, that's it. I'll post this for everybody to be able to listen to, and we'll talk to you later. See you on WebSleuth. Trisha Griffith saying so long, and take care. Bye-bye.